Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of ABA Mom. I'm Allie, a mom of five and a BCBA, board certified behavior analyst.
And I'm Natalie, 10-year-old daughter and competitive cheer.
Each week, we bring you real life parenting stories, behavior analysis tips, and some fun daughter mom banter along the way. Today's episode is all about motivation. How do we get kids, teens, or even ourselves to do things that we really don't feel like doing? So, in ABA, we talk about something called motivating operation, which is just a fancy way of saying what makes someone want to do something. For example, if you haven't had water in hours, suddenly water is super motivating.
Right. Like when I come home from cheer practice, I don't care about anything except Gatorade and a snack.
Exactly. And as a parent, coaches, or even students, we can use that knowledge. If we know that motivates someone, we can set up the environment so they're more likely to follow through.
Okay, Mom, let's talk about the differences between reinforcement and bribery. Because I know kids are thinking, my mom just bribes me to do chores.
That's a great question. Reinforcement means you earn something after you show the behavior. For example, after you clean your room, we'll go grab ice cream. That teaches responsibility.
Yeah, but bribery is like, if you stop yelling right now, I'll give you candy. That's just rewarding the yelling.
Exactly. Reinforcement builds habits and skills. Bribery usually backfires.
So how does this work for me as a cheerleader? Because sometimes I just do not want to condition after practice.
Well, let's look at your reinforcers. You love social time with your teammates. You care about hitting your stunts and you want to win competitions. A coach can connect conditioning to those outcomes. Like the stronger you are, the more likely you'll hit your stunts. That makes conditioning meaningful.
So it's like connecting the boring stuff do exciting stuff.
Exactly. Same with schoolwork. If you want to get to cheer practice on time, finish homework first becomes motivating because it leads to the thing that you really care about. So for parents listening, here's three quick ways you can use ABA motivation strategies at home. Identify reinforcers. What does your child actually care about? Screen time, playing outside, praise? Use those. Set clear expectations. Tell them exactly what behavior will earn that reinforcer. When you finish your math, you get 30 minutes of Roblox. Be consistent. Reinforcement only works if kids can trust it will happen.
And don't forget, make it fun. Like, I'll clean my room way faster if I get to play music while I do it.
Sometimes. Yes, pairing tasks with fun activities is a great motivator.
So motivation isn't magic. It's about knowing what people care about and connecting it to the things they need to do.
Exactly. And it's not just for kids. Adults can use the same principles. If you're dreading laundry, which I do, pair it with your favorite podcast or maybe ABA Mom.
Nice plugs.
Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this with other parents, coaches, or anyone who needs some ABA motivation tips.
We'll be back next week with more stories and stuff. Bye.
Bye. Remember, you are not alone on this journey.